The Vrindavan Mahatmya, there is a beautiful conversation between Lord Shiva and Parvati. But Parvati is asking Lord Shiva, what makes the Vrindavan Dham so special in comparison to all other places? Is it the land that is holy? Or is it the Kadamba forest that is very holy? Or is it the river Yamuna that is flowing in Vrindavan that makes it so holy? Or is it the devotees of Vrindavan who are making it so holy? So Lord Shiva says, what makes the Vrindavan Dham so holy is the holy name that is being always chanted there. He says, the holy name is what makes the Vrindavan Dham very holy. So what is the difference between Dham and Gram? Gram means like our place of birth to which all of us are attached to in this world. The place of birth, our family and our domestic attachments, that is called as Gram. And Dham is Krishna's abode, where Krishna's devotees live, and Dham is a place of service for Lord Krishna, rendered with love. But what makes our consciousness move from Gram to Dham is the Naam. When one chants the holy name, when one chants the holy names with great sincerity and with proper conception of Krishna consciousness, then the chanting of the holy name will very soon render a person's heart free from attachment to Gram, attachment to worldly life and worldly aspirations. And will also evoke the service bhav, seva bhav in the heart of the devotee to render service to Krishna. As one continues chanting the holy name, one's heart itself will become like Dham, where the divine couple in the form of the holy name will be always dancing in the core of one's heart. So the holy name is what actually makes the Dham Hari holy. The holy names of Krishna, that is the spiritual personality, as it is said in that verse, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatum Nama Namina. So, Shilpa Thakur explains about how one has to approach the holy name, understanding its true essence as Krishna himself. If the holy name is approached as an ordinary sound vibration, it acts like a namakshara. The difference between namakshara and nama is namakshara is actually namakshara nahi haya, nama nahi haya. Nama nahi haya is this. Namakshara bahu haya, nama nahi haya is this. Namakshara means if somebody considers the holy name to be mere sound or mere words, like ordinary alphabetical words, then the holy name does not produce the desired effect. But if somebody understands the holy aspect of the holy name, then the very same name can cleanse one's heart. Just like, for example, if your spiritual master is sitting in a bus or a train, somebody is coming and sitting next to him, he doesn't know how holy he is, how valuable his association is. He is thinking, here is a monk who is a beggar. Then he is touching his body, he is sitting next to him, he doesn't derive any benefit. Is it not true? On the other hand, yesterday I was watching a video of Dr. West. He is the number one man in Princeton State University. So, huge personality. You know, in the lecture I saw, he and his own Radhana Swami Maharaj, they were together on the stage in front of thousands of students. So, I could see that because he is appreciating the sanctity in the saintly person, he is able to derive benefit from that association. Is it not true? Similarly, when one doesn't understand the value of Krishna and value of the holy name, by not knowing the sanctity, the same holy name will become like ordinary words. Shabde Samanya Buddhi. It is called the Shabdi Samanya Buddhi. But if somebody understands, oh, this is Krishna himself, by calling Krishna's names, immediately Krishna is present. Just like Draupadi called Krishna's names from Delhi and Krishna from Dwaraka immediately appeared. Is it not true from such a distance? Gajendra called Vishnu's names from this world and Vishnu from the spiritual world. He immediately, you know, there is Acharya who explains, he says, he boarded on the Garuda without wearing chappals, sandals. And Garuda reminded him, my dear master, you forgot to wear your sandals. He said, I don't care for the sandals, now I have to go and save my devotee. And Garuda could not pick up the speed that Lord Vishnu wanted him to pick up. So Lord Vishnu put Garuda on his shoulders and he came flying. So Lord comes running to his devotee who calls out his name very fervently. Hare Nam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vamcha kalpatarujyasya kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakurki.